WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. We are broadcasting live from the Fessenden House at the Daniel Webster Inn here in Sandwich, Massachusetts. And I want to thank the staff here. They're so great. They took great care of me here. So they had me come and do this event last night. And originally it was going to be on a Saturday night, was the original plan, but they had a wedding and it was going to be a conflict. So they said, can you do Thursday night? And I said, well, I can do Thursday night, but I'm going to have to do my radio show from the room because I'm not giving up my chance to be on the air on Halloween. I'm not giving up my chance to talk about spooky things. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. Fine by us. So here we are broadcasting from the, oh, I wish I remembered the name off the top of my head, but I did take a photo. So give me 1 second and I'll tell you. We are broadcasting live from the Reverend Roland Cotton Suite in the Fessenden House. It is Suite 43, Room 43. So if you ever come here and stay and you want to say, I want to be in the room where Tim had the shower door closed on him, this is the place to do it. So again, beautiful spot, beautiful downtown Sandwich is amazing. This is my third year in a row doing something spooky in Sandwich. I used to do it with the Chamber of Commerce. This time around it was just with the Dana Webster Inn, but we have done the Wing School, which last night, one of the attendees that came to the event now lives in the new senior housing that they built over at the Wing School and said, I'm going to reach out to you and come over and check out my place. So now we can go over there and see what it's like now that they've done this construction and they've reworked it and see if that isn't, you know, still active. I knew it was haunted when I went to sixth grade there. But then when we actually went and investigated it, it was proved that, yes, it actually is. So, again, you know, you can believe it if you want to believe it. You don't have to believe it if you don't want to believe it. But we had plenty of people having experiences. We did the Hoxie House. And then last year, we did this place, the Daniel Webster Inn, and we did the old town hall and the town hall annex, which was just a weird, freaky place. And people were talking about that last night. And they're like, yeah, we've got to get back in there. So maybe we'll do something somewhere down the line. But there's a lot of spooky places on the Cape and not a lot of these kind of events that happen here. So there's fertile ground here for being able to do more. 508-996-0500. So what happened last night? I got an app chat message from Joey that said, what happened last night? And nothing overwhelming. So I did the presentation and they had 30 people that signed up for this event. 30 people bought tickets to this event is what I was told. And I only found about 8 or 9 of them. Like, I don't know where everybody else went. Maybe they went for dinner and then like, yeah, we're just going to go home. I don't know. But we brought the people into the room where we're meeting and I gave them a little presentation on ghost stories. We talked about the Bridgewater Triangle and reasons for hauntings. And then I said, okay, well, now let's go do the investigation. And we came to the Fessenden House. We were going to also do a room over in the main building, but we just got so wrapped up in what was going on here. One of the weird things that happened is I bring these cat balls on these investigations, and literally that's what they are. They're these little LED globes. They light up, and the idea is that cats bat them around, and when the cat hits them, they light up. But when they light up when nobody touches them, you know, that's interesting. But when they light up in response to you asking things and, you know, asking questions and asking it to do it, that's even more impressive. So in these suites, they have an entertainment center where there's a TV and there's a fridge and ice bucket and all that. And we put and these are all, you know, these are all new. It looks like something you probably got like at IKEA or something. And we put the cat balls around the room, and I put one on top of the entertainment center. And it would do this weird kind of roll around where it was rolling and then would come back and then move back around. And then I wish I had thought to record it. But it was moving around and going back and forth. And it wasn't like it was uneven, because then it would just keep rolling. It wasn't like there was a dip, because then, you know, anything else I put on there would fall into the dip. But it was just very strange. And then we have a REM pod, which detects the EMF field. We put that down the hallway. Nobody else was in this building but myself and the four other people that were in the room with me at that time. And the REM pod was going off on occasion, now and then. We had a few other strange things that happened, but it was, and then a few things that we were able to debunk as well. We heard this big thud come from upstairs, came upstairs to look to see what it was. It was just the heat in my room turning on. You don't realize in the room that that's what it sounds like, but that's what it sounds like. So a lot of really interesting activity, a lot of really kind of affirmations that something was here, but nothing that I could bring to you if you were a skeptic and say, hey, look, ghosts are real. But that's okay. Sometimes that's what happens. And the important part is the people who were here got to experience these things and communicate with these spirits and see what it is that we do. And that's the most important thing for me, is teaching history, teaching the paranormal, teaching people how to interact with these things and continue their own research, that if they want to go out and they want to look into it, they totally can. So 508-996-0500, app chat available on the WBSM app. Let me see if we have any app chat messages that came in. Which window is that? I've got so many open. All right. Nothing on the app chat. And I've got the phone lines open. Again, 508-996-0500 if you want to send a message. If you want to call in, somebody sent me a message as I was saying that. Hold on. Hanging on the wall in my office near the Edaville stuff. Somebody's looking for the keys to the WBSM van. So, all right. Tomorrow is an important day for families that depend on these SNAP benefits. We've been talking all week about some of the ways that people are offsetting that. I'm just going to put it out there. I want to know, are you someone who is concerned? Do you have food insecurity? Are you don't have to call in and give your name or anything, but I want people out there who are using this as a divisive argument to hear the people who are actually concerned. What we've heard instead are people who are concerned for others, and that's a great thing. And of course, if it's one thing that we're definitely going to have on this show, it's empathy, because I think that's lacking a lot of the time in the conversations that people have about these things. So we are going to have empathy for people. And I'm glad that people are calling in to say they want to do something to help. But I know you don't want to admit that you need help, but I talked about it. You know, there were times when I don't think we were ever on like SNAP benefits. I don't think we were ever on. We were on. So when my son was born, we got WIC benefits. We weren't going to take them because we thought we would be fine, that we'd be able to afford everything. And the person at the hospital was like, no, we need you to sign up for it. We need you to take it, because the less people we have, the less funding we get. And I said, well, I don't want to take it out of somebody else's mouth that needs it. And so the conversation we had was, you know, just use it to get a can of formula and a gallon of milk. And if you don't need it, and if you can afford it that week, get the gallon of milk, get the can of formula, and donate it to somebody. So, and it just so happened that circumstances changed, and we wanted my ex-wife to be able to stay home more with our son, and so she worked less. And so it did come in handy, because we had less income coming in. So there was we've decided that was better than daycare. It wasn't worth spending the money on daycare to just basically work to pay the daycare. And so that did help us out. And it's funny how quickly, when one person doesn't work, how quickly you fall not only below that poverty line, but well below that poverty line. We were already kind of skirting it to begin with. And then, you know, growing up as a kid, I've talked about having a couple of bouts of homelessness, but I don't remember us ever getting SNAP benefits. I do remember there were some times when you went to the food pantry and, you know, the no questions asked food pantry, the same Damien's pantry that people still go to today. And you might come home with, I distinctly remember getting the big can of powdered eggs. And say what you want, those eggs were the best eggs I ever had in my life. I'm not a big egg fan, but when we scrambled some of those up, so good. So, you know, we definitely got help from places when we needed it. And we didn't get it all the time. We just got it when times were tough. In fact, if I remember right, what was going on at that time was my dad was hurt. He got hurt when we were moving and couldn't work. So you get some of these things as kind of a stopgap measure. And there's a lot of folks who are depending on these benefits coming Saturday morning, right, that are in that stopgap position. They're not people who have been living on the government dole for years. They're not people who are abusing the system. You know, and I hear the conversations, I hear the arguments, I heard it being talked about on Barry's show. You know, I stand behind people in line at Market Basket, and they're using their EBT benefits, they're using their SNAP benefits, and yet they've got their brand new phone, and they've got their nails done, and they get in their, you know, big SUV, but again, you don't know everybody's circumstances. You don't know. I know somebody who always has brand new, fresh nails that she does herself that cost her $5, but she knows how to do it. You know, nobody goes out and spends $1,200 on a cell phone anymore. Like that, if you do, you're either, you know, getting ripped off or you just decided you didn't want to finance a phone. Most people pay monthly. Most people say that they are going to pay for it and do the monthly. Sorry, I had to sneeze there a little bit, and it didn't quite come out, so I might have to sneeze again. But anyway, so they might have the payment plan, the equipment plan, where they're just getting that as part of, and oftentimes too, a lot of these cell phone companies, you switch to them, they give you the free phone. So there's a lot of different ways that people could have these things. Maybe they are trying to make it on their own. They're trying to get by, but then their parent says, well, here, we're going to put you on our cell phone plan so that you don't have to worry about that bill. And that's how they got their iPhone. Like, people just make all of these assumptions about other folks that, you know, you don't know anybody else's circumstances. And really, like, there's nothing I hate worse than when people call in and say, yeah, I was in the supermarket and I was standing behind somebody and they were using their SNAP benefits and I was looking and I was seeing what they had. Like, mind your own business. Yeah, you can say, well, it's my tax dollars that are paying for that. But it's also my tax dollars that are paying for it too. And I don't care what that person is buying because I know that they're at least eating something. Again, I've said this yesterday and I've said this throughout the week. I don't think you should be going out there and buying ice cream and soda and candy and everything with those benefits. But if they're going to get, you know, macaroni and cheese as opposed to a bag of apples, whatever. You know, sit down with a kid and say to the kid, which do you want for dinner, apples or macaroni and cheese? And if you got a difficult kid, you're happy if they eat the macaroni and cheese. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I'm so glad you just brought that up because I listened to exactly what you just got through said. And it's always the same people that call the radio station and say, yeah, I was at Market Basket and they got steak and they had this phone, and look, $1,500 phone and all this stuff, just what you're saying, right? And I'm going like, well, I mean, it's always the same people. First of all, right, and, you know, they always directed to us, you know, blacks or Hispanics or et cetera, right? You know, the majority of social programs are used by white America more than any other. But the people always call here, they never take that into account. You know, it's always, you know, the lady that speaks Spanish or the guy that's black or whatever. It really is annoying. You know, there's a million ways to get phones these days. I mean, you can sign up and pay. But
I was going to say, you can go to a pawn shop and buy a phone. Like, yeah. By the way, the people who call up and say, well, I see they have the latest iPhone. I guarantee those people don't know what the latest iPhone looks like. Right. iPhones look the same.
They just sit there and say these things, and I'm going like, you know, why don't they say what I just said? The majority of people that are on welfare, staff benefits, are white. The majority. And that's a fact. Do you agree?
I don't know that for a fact, but if you've seen data for that, I wouldn't dispute it either. Here's the thing about the people who take those benefits. Again, it's not always, you know, the more important thing to focus on, besides whatever the demographic of the person is, how many of those folks work? That's the real question. And far more of them actually work, at least in some capacity, then don't work. Of course, you've got your people that can't work for different reasons. They might be disabled. They might have intellectual disabilities. They might have reasons why they can't, you know, work. Or maybe they're just temporarily out of work. But, you know, that does happen. But most of these people go out and earn a paycheck. That paycheck just isn't enough. Now, you want to get into the argument of, well, you shouldn't have had so many kids. Well, maybe when they had four kids, they were doing well financially, but then maybe their spouse died, or maybe their spouse left. You know, we're stigmatizing everybody because, right. And really, it's bad enough when people stigmatize people because they want to make themselves feel better about themselves, you know, like well, I work for everything, and these are just trash people that want a handout. No, they're people that work too. They might not make as much as you do, but they might not be as financially responsible as you, or whatever you want to say. But this isn't even that. This is people who are now crapping on their friends and neighbors because basically, you know, one guy told them to. Like, one guy wants to vilify the people who are on these benefits. So, I don't know. I gotta hold you there, though, because I got to get a break in, and it looks like we got another caller calling in. I'm going to try to put them on hold. Oh, no, I put you on hold by accident. Hold on. All right, he dropped off. So, I'm going to put you on hold, and let me get this break in, and we'll be back in just a moment as we're broadcasting live from the Fessenden House at Daniel West.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Homes studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
All right, let's get some phone calls before we go to the news. You are next here, so we'll go to this call. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Sam. How's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Great. Regarding, like, this whole topic, like, the bigger picture, don't we see this as a society breakdown? Like, the fact that, like, lack of community and all of that stuff, like, for example, in the 80s and early 90s when we all grew up in three-family homes, so on and so forth, do you think anybody would go hungry? Or do you think because everybody knew each other and, you know, you could go upstairs, like, you know, Maria would bring down a pot of something to eat, nobody would go hungry? So we got to ask ourselves.
No, that's not necessarily true. People still went hungry in the 80s. A lot of people went hungry in the 80s. In fact, we had an entire campaign about feeding America in the 80s. So what it is what you're going through is kind of the rose-colored glasses of nostalgia. And no, you know, I'm not criticizing you. Like, that's kind of what happens is we look back at things and we say, you know, it was a simpler time, it was a better time. And that's because we either were too young to realize some of the problems that were going on, or over time we've just kind of glossed over those things. But no, there was definitely a large portion of people who were hungry back in the 80s.
I mean, I just, like I said, maybe I'm seeing it differently. Like, I grew up in a three-family, and there were strangers upstairs who basically became aunts and uncles and neighbors who became grandmas and grandpas, complete strangers. Sure. That when my parents were working, I would go to their house and hang out or, you know, that the idea that if you needed a cup of sugar, your mom would send you to the neighbor's house. That doesn't happen anymore. Neighbors don't even wave to each other. Neighbors don't even know who they are. Like, literally, you're
I think it does. It just depends on where you live. It depends on how you were raised in that neighborhood. So I think those community spaces still exist. And I think we're actually seeing a lot of that now with these grassroots efforts from people to help feed folks. Granted, it's online that people are getting together, but I think we're seeing a lot of that spirit return.
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's like these moments that you really kind of gauge where we're at. As a society, as people, as human beings, you know what I mean? And I think that's what we're seeing live in action, is like you have some people that don't care. You know, they're too busy trying to work to pay their own bills. I think what you're hearing is a lot of frustration on everybody's part. Like, even the people that are like, oh, you know, the $1,500 nails, like, these are people, what I hear is frustration at, like, listen, I'm over here working myself to the bone because, you know, I'm trying to afford a house that I can't afford and I don't even enjoy because I'm too busy working to pay for it. And they're not, you know, in the back of their mind, there's no empathy because they're too busy doing things. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of that. Like, we need to break it down and go back to those simple times. Like, everything's now. Everything's immediate gratification. Everything's, like, you know, worrying about other people's pockets. Like I say, you know, it's free to mind your own business. And that's what I think it is. A lot. Some people just are haters. And that's what it is. Like, even across the board. And so, you know, it's a struggle out there for sure, but it's like also keeping in mind that, man, I keep saying this over and over and it seems true, like, together we stand, divided we fall. And it's great to see, you know, people in the community stepping up, regardless of, you know, background or this, that, the other. People just want to help out, so that's encouraging to see. But I think we need to see more of it. And the reason why we're not seeing more of it is everybody is just so busy. Like, not busy, but stressed out, running around. All of these conflicts that are created for us to argue with each other. It's crazy. It's like you're almost in the Twilight Zone. You know what I mean? You're sitting there scratching your head, asking yourself, is this real life?
Yeah, I mean, it's another conversation we can have another time, but just about, you know, there's a sense of artificial busyness too, because we just feel kind of this pressure to have the hobby. We feel this pressure to do these things, but we can get into that another time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, have a great
day. Thank you for the call. You as well. And let's see, we can take another one here, and then I think I'm going to have to go to the news, but we've had somebody that's been waiting, so let me take that. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning. One thing that has been on my mind is the average, the median family income, the median per capita income in the city of New Bedford, and the requirements. You know, what qualifies people as poverty at the poverty level? What qualifies people for MassHealth? What qualifies people for food stamps? The thing with food stamps is it is based on your gross income, not your net income. So it's very interesting. So if they're taking, you know, if you get, you know, you get your hourly wage, blah, 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 that gross amount, they base it on that. But then the government and taxes come in and they take one third, you know, three-fifths of or two-fifths of your paycheck, then that's what you have left. And that puts you well below the level of eligibility for food stamps. So, but they base it on a higher amount, so they'll say that you're not eligible for it. That can be kind of a tough spot for people. And given the median income in New Bedford, it hovers right around those cutoffs. So people are hurting in the city of New Bedford, and the wages haven't been going up in a long time, unless minimum wage goes up. And minimum wage is the only thing that's been going up.
If you need any more proof that line is somewhat artificial, just look at, you know, it depends on the organization. The government has one line that it draws and saying that's the poverty line, but other organizations have other lines that they draw that are usually lower than that. So, you know, it all depends on who's deciding what the poverty level is. If there's a mathematical formula to figuring it out, I don't know what it is, but it just seems like there's a lot of variance in what that number is from source to source.
Right. But you get what I mean. Like, say, for food stamps, I think it's $500. If you make more than $500 a week, then you're not eligible. You're not supposed to be eligible for food stamps. But that's based on the gross. So if you get, you know, $550 in your paycheck, makes you not eligible for food stamps. But what you really bring home is $300, $350. And you're barely scraping by. So that seems kind of, that's a weird way to look at it, but that's the reality of it. There was a gentleman that mentioned the racial component to it. The whites are, 60, 70% of the population. So it would stand to reason that they would be getting more benefits just per their percentage in the population. So that's a big nothing burger in my opinion.
Yeah, that ratio kind of extrapolated, sure. All right, well, thank you for the call. You have a good weekend. Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
And let me take one more call here before we go to a break and then the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking the call. This is not the America that I know, what's taking place right now. It's not even about feeding immigrants or helping immigrants. It's about helping fellow Americans that are asked each and every year to vote, to be counted, because they mattered. Now, if you watch the news and you watch the people standing on food bank lines, and those are the same people that are asked to support a federal government. As I recall, last year we had an election. They were promised that they won't be starving. They were promised that they'll have a better economy, lower grocery prices. What's going to hurt at the end? We have a lot of great community businesses that are chipping in, that are opening up the doors, giving out food, free food. But what's going to happen at the end of the day is those businesses are going to hurt. Let's not forget, cities like New Bedford, Fall River, and Taunton are considered low-income areas who receive millions and millions of dollars in community development funds, because those are designated low-income areas, low-income cities, as well as Boston. We cannot let our American people down. We're giving millions and millions to other countries. Why not save our country? Our people have worked hard. Our elderly have worked hard all these years. Our disabled are in need. Our veterans who will need food. This should not even be a topic today. It's not even about Democrats or Republicans. It's about taking care of Americans. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call, and well put. We do have to go to a break, but hold on, let me see. There we go. Okay. We do have to go to a break, but I do have another caller on hold. Hang on. I'm sorry. We got to go to the news, and then I'm going to see if I can connect with Eric over at the butcher shop, and then we'll get back into your call. So if you want to hang on, you can. If you want to try to call back, if you can't hang on, that's great too, but we'll try to make this all happen as quick as we can so we can get back to you as I'm broadcasting live here from the Fessenden House at the Daniel Webster Inn. Take it away, Mike Roberts.
President Trump orders nuclear weapons testing. The government shutdown enters day 31. Dictionary.com's word of the year, and it's Halloween.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump has ordered the Department of War to begin testing nuclear weapons. Trump said it's due to the testing programs of other countries. This comes as Russian President Vladimir Putin successfully tested a nuclear-powered drone called Poseidon. The last time the U.S. tested nuclear weapons was in 1992. The candidates in New York City's mayoral campaign are making their last appeals.
New Yorkers say they've just about had it with hearing from candidates who have been campaigning this week in a last-ditch effort to pick up support from undecided voters.
Emails asking for donations. They come knocking your door.
Two recently released polls show Mamdani continues to lead the pack, with Cuomo lagging by 10 percentage points and Curtis Sliwa maintaining support in the teens. I'm Natalie Migliori.
Millions of low-income Americans set to feel the pain of the government shutdown, which has hit day 31. If it isn't resolved, food stamp benefits will expire tomorrow for roughly 42 million people in the U.S. While arresting a teenager who had a warrant, police in Washington found a gun hidden in a toilet.
The 15-year-old boy had a warrant for multiple charges. When police searched his home, they found a gun hidden in a toilet. The gun also didn't have a serial number, making it a ghost gun. I'm Brad Ford.
Several people were injured after a JetBlue flight experienced a sudden drop in altitude. The airline says a flight from Cancun to Newark was diverted to Tampa yesterday, where the aircraft landed safely. The FAA says the drop in altitude was likely due to a flight control issue. A Detroit cop is going viral for making a virtual court appearance without pants. Judge Sean Perkins was taken aback during the hearing.
Officer Jackson, batch number 3919, out of the 12th precinct.
All right. You got some pants on, officer?
Officer Matthew Jackson quickly adjusted his camera shot so he was only seen from the waist up. The Detroit Police Department has since put out a memo reminding officers of proper attire for court, even if the appearance is virtual. The hearing earlier in the week involved a plea deal for a woman accused of drag racing and disorderly conduct.
Hello?
Hello, Sydney. Did you miss me?
Ghostface is back to make audiences scream. It's the first trailer for Scream 7. It's out now and gives fans their first look at the return of Neve Campbell as Sydney Prescott. Campbell is returning to the franchise after sitting the last film out due to a salary dispute. The film will also see the returns of original cast members David Arquette, Matthew Lillard, and Scott Foley. Scream 7 hits theaters on February 27th. Netflix is out with a second trailer for the final season of Stranger Things. Latest look at the show's fifth season sees the villain Vecna trying to invade the real world. Among the new faces for the final season will be Terminator star Linda Hamilton. The first four episodes of Stranger Things 5 hits Netflix on November 26th, followed by the next three on Christmas, and the series finale will premiere both on Netflix and in movie theaters on New Year's Eve. Surveys show that one in four Americans say they have lived in a haunted house. 23% say they currently have a resident ghost, and it's all good unless you're trying to sell.
Many people report lingering energy after death, cold spots, unexplained noises, even pets acting strangely. If you're selling, paranormal activity does not legally have to be revealed, but in most states, death does. NerdWallet says a ghost in the house can lower its value up to 25%. I'm Bree Tennis.
I know he died. 6'7". I just bit Ray on the highway.
Dictionary.com naming a viral slang term as its word of the year. It chose 6'7" as the word of the year for 2025. The term doesn't have a clear meaning, but some have taken it to mean so-so, maybe this or maybe that. Dictionary.com describes it as a brain rot slang that is purposely nonsensical and all about being in on the absurdity. The origin of the term is also unclear, with some saying it originated with the rapper Skrilla's 2024 song, Doot Doot 6'7".
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
It was the Bruins over the Sabres 4-3 in overtime last night. Bruins are back in action tomorrow afternoon with the Carolina Hurricanes at 1 p.m. Celtics are in Philly with the 76ers tonight at 7.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Varying amounts of clouds and sunshine today. Drier but gusty. High temperatures topping out mid and upper 50s, but winds this afternoon gusting 40 to 45 miles per hour. Gusty winds will continue for trick-or-treaters this evening. Partly cloudy skies, but staying dry. Temps in the 40s. Sunshine windy on Saturday. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
And just a reminder, daylight saving time ends this weekend as we set our clocks back an hour before bed tomorrow night and trying to get an extra hour of sleep. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, welcome back in. We're going to be talking with Joe over at the butcher shop in just a couple of moments. But also, we got a very interesting question from Jeff. He said, Nightmare Before Christmas. Is it a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie? It came out for Halloween, but I think a lot of folks watch it at Christmas time. So we can throw that question out there as well. 508-996-0500. And of course, app chat on the WBSM app. Maybe we can make that a fun Friday question as we get closer to Christmas too. But we've got the ability for you to send in your answers that way, or of course the old fashioned phone calls. Also, we have some important news to tell you on Monday regarding the SNAP benefits and how we're going to be dealing with food insecurity on the other side of that. So basically, here's the deal. If these benefits do not get funded, if there isn't an 11th hour way of figuring this out, and on Saturday people don't get their benefits, we're going to have the United Way of Greater New Bedford on with us at 7 o'clock on Monday morning to talk about this, all right? To talk about the next steps, to talk about how to help people out. If it is funded, you know, we don't need to have them come in, but they will be coming in soon anyway to talk about the Hunger Heroes food drop. So we're trying to do all that we can to keep you updated on all the information and help you know about all these different ways that you can get a meal if you need one. And if you go to the WBSM website, in the upper corner, if you click on Feed It Forward, that is where we're collecting kind of all of these stories. So feed it forward at WBSM.com and take those stories and share. You might not need food, but share them out. You know, go to our Facebook page and give it a share, because you might know somebody that can benefit from a free meal at Play Arcade or some of these other stories that we've been writing about. And more to come, I think, is, you know, if this doesn't get solved, more to come as people are trying to help out. The sun is peeking out here. I can see it now. It looks like it's a little bit breezy outside, but it looks like it's going to be a nice sunny day on the Cape. I'm sure it's pretty similar out there on the South Coast. And the sun, of course, should be making you think about going solar. And nobody is better at helping you go solar than Isaacson Solar. And when you reach out to Isaacson, they set up an appointment to come to your home to look at it, to tell you if you're a good fit for solar. And if you're not, that's okay. They're happy to say, you know, whatever other questions you have, we'll answer, but we understand you're not a good fit for it. But if you are a good fit, they'll give you a free, no obligation quote, and you'll be able to decide with your family if you want to go forward with it. Solar panels that fit into the look of your home, sure fit panels. So you make sure that you don't lose the aesthetic of your home while also gaining the benefit of solar. So how do you set this all up? Just reach out to them. Again, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. That is where you can go to find out all of the information of how to have them come out to you, and then they'll come there and give you every bit of information you need to make an informed decision about whether or not to go solar. 508-996-0500. That's my number here. Let me get my next break in, because the clock is winding down. We will be back in just a few moments as we're broadcasting live from the Fessenden House at the Daniel Webster.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
All right, we are here live at the Fessenden House at the Daniel Webster Inn in Sandwich. And speaking of sandwiches, nothing goes better on a sandwich than some nice, delicious meat from the butcher shop. And joining us right now, we have Joe from the butcher shop. Good morning, sir. How you doing? Happy Halloween to you.
Good morning. Happy Halloween to everybody. This is Joe from the butcher shop in New Bedford.
Look, what do you guys got going on over there today?
You come to the butcher shop, you come to your home. Friendly, and a big smile on my face. Starting with, we have celebrity pork chops, we have the beautiful tomahawk steaks, the ribeyes, we even have fresh rabbits today. You do for the fresh rabbits too, you come and get it. We'll cut it, we'll give you the potatoes, and you cook, take it home and cook it. That's a delicious, delicious supper or dinner. Dinner. Now, we have common Thanksgiving. We're talking about the Thanksgiving birds, turkey birds. We cook them. We give you all the trims, or you can take it home fresh. And then, or you can have a filet mignon, a prime rib, octopus from Norway, the nice best codfish from Norway, Norwegian cod, and we have plenty more. We're going to have the rice pudding, the flans. We have it all the time anyways, but that's special to your home for Thanksgiving. We also have chestnuts for a trick-or-treat tonight. You, instead of eating candy, you give the candy away and you eat the chestnuts. That's a beautiful thing.
Wow. Yeah.
That's like a tradition.
I never thought of that.
From all over the world. Well, Jamie, once in a while, we got to think smart. Well, you do that all the time, so. And we have a wine cellar.
Right.
You can take your wines home. We have a special wine today. Which one was that? Monteria Reserve, $80 a case. I mean, we're not giving it away, but you can take it away for $80.
It's not bad at all.
And much, much more.
All right.
Oh, we have over. We have codfish today that we're going to cook. We're going to have the fried fish, and we have over 50 platters ready to go. And I'm looking at the beautiful hang cherise that we make, homemade. So come on down, don't be afraid. Or give us a call. 508-994-4942. Guys, I would love to be with you more longer, but he's trying to kick me out.
All right. You get back to work, and we will talk to you soon. Take care.
You got it, buddy. Thank you. Hey, I did all your job today.
You did. I didn't have to do anything. I should have let you come to stay at the Daniel Webster Inn instead.
No, I don't want to embarrass myself. I'm nervous already.
Oh, don't be nervous. You do a great job. Everybody loves you.
I'm only kidding. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, happy Halloween to you and the family.
Happy Halloween. Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. That is Joe over at the Butcher Shop. Again, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. Stop in and get yourself something delicious. Chestnuts instead of candy. I never thought of that. I got to get over there and try some of those chestnuts. All right, we do get one more break we've got to take before the end of the program. Let me get that in so that we can make sure we get it in, and then we'll come back and wrap things up as we are broadcasting live from the Fessenden House at the Daniel Webster Inn. And later on today, we will give out the winner of the Halloween pet photo contest. I got to get together with Fun 107 and decide that. So I think on Monday we'll announce who the winner was, because I don't think, even if I did go into the office, they'd already be gone by the time I get there. And so, yeah, we'll have to do it on Monday. But you can still vote now at WBSM.com, the WBSM app. That's brought to you by Hidden Brook Veterinary Services and by Melissa's Pet Depot. All right, let's take this break, and we will be right back. And as we are wrapping up October, of course, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and PrimaCare has been helping us out all month long in bringing awareness to breast cancer and making sure that folks are going out there and getting their mammograms, getting their, you know, even just the self-examination can help in battling this disease. And PrimaCare is always by your side when it comes to protecting your health, not only with breast cancer, but with all different kinds of afflictions. But next month, we're going to be turning the page to Men's Health Awareness Month. And the Ultimate Men's Clinic in New Bedford, they are the folks who you should be talking to, men, if you are not feeling yourself. I know it's hard to talk about it with somebody else in your life. It's hard to even talk about it with your own doctor. But if you go to the Ultimate Men's Clinic, it's what they do. So you can stop by and talk to them at 827 Pleasant Street in New Bedford. You can give them a call at 508-505-9100 Or you can just go to theultimatemensclinic.com to find out about all of the services they can do to help you feel like a better version of yourself. And we're working on getting Dr. Jack to come into the show next week to talk about this a little bit more in depth. In the final moment that we have here, I just want to let you know that Betty, who was reporting to us on the Parallel Products and all of the things that were going on with that, she wants us to know that Parallel Products, South Coast Renewables, filed an appeal against the New Bedford Board of Health decision on October 23rd in Suffolk Superior Court. She says it's a 46-page appeal, so she hasn't had time to read it all yet. And she also wants you to know, the Scouts are having a food drive tomorrow. They're asking for food to be placed outside by 9 a.m. The most needed items are canned tuna, peanut butter, soup, cereal, and canned vegetables. No glass or perishables. All right, that's going to do it for me for today and for this week. Remember, Dee's Hot Dogs is back open, so stop in for Fun Friday and talk with Dee and get yourself maybe a Tim Dog, maybe something else. But you can check that all out there at Dee's Hot Dogs, open now and open all